The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Michelle from Puyallup is. Michelle, are you there?
I am.
And Michelle, by any chance, did you catch the cheat sheet on the men's room yesterday at 5:40?
I did not.
Oh.
That's okay. Don't feel bad.
It's a very level playing field, yes. Steve, but in order to start the game, you got to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
Dun, 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 dun. There it is. For those playing at home, Michelle has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready, Michelle?
I am. Let's go.
When did the War of 1812 begin?
1812?
It did. How many cups are in a quart?
How many what?
Cups are in a quart.
5?
No.
6?
No.
7.
No. Caviar traditionally comes from what ancient fish?
A snail?
No.
I don't know. Half?
In the movie Lilo and Stitch, what West Coast U.S. city does Stitch build and destroy in his bedroom?
Half.
In what Scandinavian country was the first ice hotel built?
Half.
How many strings does a standard mandolin have?
7.
No.
8.
Yes. In what decade was fiberglass invented?
50s?
No.
60s?
No.
70s?
No. Over what ocean did Amelia Earhart disappear?
Pacific?
Yes. Which novel by Michael Crichton was a best-selling paperback in 1993?
Oh, shoot. I don't know.
Well, Michelle, you got 3 correct. There were some tough ones on
that's
there.
Embarrassing.
No, you know what? It's okay. It's okay. Steve has been known to make some big mistakes playing this game, so anything can happen. He's
well,
back in the room.
Defense, there's a big echo on my phone.
Oh!
He's repeating 3 times.
Oh, excuses, I see. I don't know.
Well, Steve is in the house, but the question is, Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
When did the War of 1812 begin?
1812?
Yes. How many cups are in a quart?
How many cups? 4.
Yes. Oh. Caviar traditionally comes from what ancient fish?
A tuna?
No.
A flounder?
No.
A blow?
No. In the movie Lilo and Stitch, what West Coast U.S. city does Stitch build and destroy in his bedroom?
Let's go to Los Angeles.
No.
Seattle?
No.
Portland?
No. Hmm. What in what Scandinavian country was the first ice hotel built?
Sweden?
Yes.
Nice.
How many strings does a standard mandolin have?
5?
No.
8?
Yes. In what decade was fiberglass invented?
Oh, 70s.
No.
60s.
No.
50s.
No.
Damn
Over
it.
What ocean did Amelia Earhart disappear?
The Atlantic.
No.
Pacific.
Yes. Which novel by Michael Crichton was a best-selling paperback in 1993?
Jurassic Park?
Yes. In math, what is the cube root of 27?
3.
Yes. And with time on the clock,
look at me.
Steve Migs, you got, I'm going to do the math here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct, which is a victory. 7-3. Sorry, Michelle.
That's all right.
Next time.
Have a great day.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
I think I try harder when I know someone's from Puyallup.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The fear of them walking the streets of my hometown thinking that someone out there has beaten me.
Oh, yeah, with those bragging rights?
Can't
no
live
chance.
With that. No.
Well, neither of you knew that the ancient fish where you typically get caviar from is the sturgeon.
Sturgeon.
And in Lilo and Stitch, Stitch builds and destroys San Francisco.
Ah.
And the decade in which fiberglass was invented, the 1930s.
Huh.
Yeah, that was a minute ago.
Yeah, I thought maybe I'm going the wrong direction. I was like, oh, maybe it was the 80s? And okay, 30s.
So if you want to check out our latest and greatest threads in the Rock Shop, we have the I Beat Migs shirt. And Steve, you have a friend who's an artist, and he made you look like a dog man character.
Yes, so shout out to my buddy Chris Dahl, who created it. He's done a lot of artwork for us here at KSW, and this one is definitely one of our faves.
He did a very fantastic job.
Get it at the Rock Shop at KSW.com.
206-803-ROCK. If you are a fan of Duck Dynasty, we would like for you to call in now. If you are a fan of Duck Dynasty, call 206-803-ROCK, and we will take your calls after Aerosmith.